Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. My name is Chris Davis. I called the other day. I was charges on my account, out of my account, from my card. I did a survey, and $59.98 was taken from me. I called the gentleman city council and returning my monies, but he never did do it.
All right, so I understand your call regards to a refund. I'll be happy to assist. Can you provide me your shipping address, please?
6245 STEFLAND, Steflin Drive, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Okay, just a moment. All right. So I do show that you did initially have our Bites Hub. That's a meal planning app, provides recipe guides to cut carbs and boost energy. I'm actually the representative you spoke with as well that helped you counsel the last time you called in, which was on February the 26th. So I canceled the account for you, but I didn't submit a refund. Anytime we cancel an account, it doesn't automatically cancel out the charge as well. So the charge still remained on the account after the cancellation.
So when I get my money back?
So it's going to be a valid charge based on our terms and conditions. What I can offer for you today will be a courtesy refund that will be 75%.
Nah, man, that ain't right, man. How many of you mean that your terms and conditions? When I was scammed into getting this stuff, I did a survey and it competed that, and then I ended up getting charged $59. I didn't sign up for no daggone weight losing crap. I don't need to lose no weight.
Right. Well, that's what I did explain to you the last time you called in. We did discuss as far as what was signed up for. You signed up for the sweepstakes, partnering with our meal plan, you know, et cetera. And, of course, we canceled the account.
That wasn't in the guidelines. That wasn't even on there.
But the information, again, as I did explain, you know, initially the first time you did call, that information was provided in the terms and conditions. So I do apologize if you did miss the information when you did place the entry. What I can offer is a courtesy refund today. That'll be $55. Estimated time frame, 3 to 5 business days.
All right, look, because I was scammed, I had to kill my card and get a new card, man.
So I'll go ahead and waive the fee for you. You're receiving a full refund, 3 to 5 business days. Accounts canceled. You've been fully refunded. If you would like for your records, I can provide you with the confirmation.
Yeah, but my question is, the card that was used, I had to cancel it because of the situation. I got a new card.
So even
so
though you got a...
Where?
Even if though you got a new card, the routing and account number remains the same. The only thing they changed was the card. So overall, it still goes to that same account that was linked to the card.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And just to make sure, we did address all concerns. Was there any other questions or concerns at this time?
No, that was it. I was just like kind of curious why was it still charged, you know what I'm saying? So I had to cancel my card and get another card.
Yes, sir. But make sure you look out for that refund within the next few business days. Everything's canceled. If no further questions or concerns, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too, sir.
Thank you. Bye.